أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فلما رأى قميصه قد من دبر قال إنه من كيدكن، إن كيدكن عظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how Zulaykha refused to heed the advice of Yusuf alayhi salam, and she came charging at him. Yusuf alayhi salam tried in all desperation to flee from her and run away, and as he ran towards the doors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed the doors to unlock, until eventually when the last door opened, the Aziz, the husband of Zulaykha, was standing before the two of them. There was a witness from her family who suggested that they should study the shirt of Yusuf, and that will give them a clear indication as to who was at fault, who was speaking the truth, and who was telling lies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 28, فَلَمَّا رَأَى قَمِيصَهُ, when he studied the shirt of Yusuf, that is the Aziz, when he saw that his shirt, قُدَّ مِن دُبُرٍ, was torn apart from the back, he realized that Zulaykha, his wife, was the one telling lies. قال, he said to her, إِنَّهُ مِن كَيْدِكُنْ, O Zulaykha, this what you are saying is certainly one of your tricks. This is your guile. إِنَّ كَيْدَكُنَّ عَظِيمٌ, indeed, the tricks that you women play, and your deception, and your planning and plotting, is something azim, is something great. In other words, generally women, they have the soft temperament and nature, and very easily a man can easily be convinced by what they are saying, because of the softness and gentleness in their nature. So he was almost convinced by what she said and the accusation that she made. But when the evidence proved her to be the guilty party, he says, إِنَّ كَيْدَكُنَّ عَظِيمٌ, this planning and plotting and your guile, the guile of women, the tricks that women play, this is something that is great, and it is something really huge. He then turned to Yusuf alayhi salam, the husband of Zulaykha, and he said to Yusuf, أعرض عن هذا, Yusuf, أعرض عن هذا, listen Yusuf, just ignore this, what happened, let's sweep it under the carpet, don't speak about it, don't mention it, we are a very prominent family, and this will bring disgrace upon the family, أعرض عن هذا, ignore it, let's move on. واستغفري لذنبك, he turned to his wife Zulaykha, and he said to her, seek forgiveness. Seek forgiveness for the crime that you have committed and the sin that you have performed. Ya Mufassirin explained, seek forgiveness from whom? It either he could be telling her, seek forgiveness from me, your husband, for the wrong that you have done, for your betrayal, or seek forgiveness from Yusuf for accusing him of something he did not do. Innaki kunti minal khati'in, he said to her, certainly you are from amongst those who have committed an error, those who are sinful. What happened was that the news of Zulaykha's love for Yusuf, it reached some of the prominent women in the city, the wives of the other ministers. Today so easily that can happen. In that time they had no social media, but still to the news, her love, people could see, people started talking in the palace. that Zulaikha has definitely fallen in love with this young man. So this news got to the other women. وَقَالَ نِسْوَةٌ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ Allah says these women, they would get together. We are talking now of the high-ranking women of Egypt, the wives of the other politicians and ministers. And they would get together and they started chatting amongst themselves. Allah explains the gossip that was taking place in the city amongst these celebrities. وَقَالَ نِسْوَةٌ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ Allah says a few women in the city said, إِمْرَأَةُ الْعَزِيزِ تُرَاوِدُ فَتَاهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ The minister's wife wishes to seduce her youngster, despite him trying to restrain himself. قَدْ شَغَفَهَا حُبَّا They used an expression to describe her love for him. What did they say? She is arrested. She is arrested by her love for him. Generally in Arabic, when you wish to say she loves him or she has fallen in love with him, you simply say, قَدْ أَحَبَّتْهُ أَحَبَّتْهُ She has fallen in love with him. They didn't use this expression. And the Quran as well does not use that expression to describe the love that Zulaikha had for Yusuf. The expression is قَدْ شَغَفَهَا حُبَّا She is madly in love with him. The love has reached the innermost recesses of her heart. It's violent love. It's uncontrolled love. She herself has no control over it. إِنَّا لَنَرَاهَا They said to themselves, we certainly consider her فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ to be in clear error. It's wrong what she's doing. It's not right what she's doing. The Aziz brought this youngster into the home and she has fallen in love with him and she's cheating on her husband. This is definitely something that is very wrong for her to do. فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنْ Allah says, Zulaikha heard that her friends and these other women were speaking about her in this manner. So Allah says when she heard of their remarks, their cunning remarks, أَرْسَلَتْ إِلَيْهِنَّ Immediately what she said, she asked somebody to go and call them. She sent for them. According to some narrations, there were about 40 women, all the high-ranking and prominent ladies of Egypt. She sent for them, and before they arrived, Allah says, وَأَعْتَدَتْ لَهُنَّ مُتَّكَأَ She prepared for them a comfortable seating area. So they were good, nice and comfortable, so she prepared this area for them. Today when we have a guest, we prepare for them a sitting area for them to relax and be comfortable. When they came, she presented different types of foods, and she also presented before them certain fruit that had to be cut and sliced with a knife. So she gave them the food and then she served the fruit. And when she served the fruit, Allah says, وَآتَتْ كُلَّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُنَّ مِسِكِّينًا And she gave each one of them a sikkin, a knife. Once they had the fruit in their hands and they were about to slice it with the knife, she went up to Yusuf alayhi salam, who was in a different area of the palace. وَقَالَتْ She went to him and she said to him, أُخْرُجْ عَلَيْهِنَّ He was unaware of what was happening behind the door. He did not know these 40 women were over there. And she said to him that, come before them. قَالَتْ اِخْرُجْ She called for him and she sent him into that area. Unknown to him, the presence of these women, he comes out before all of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ When they saw him, أَكْبَرْنَهُ They found him to be great. أَكْبَرْنَهُ They were lost in their senses. Their senses were completely turned upside down. They could not imagine such beauty existed on earth. Allah says that when they saw him, they found him to be great. They were so lost. Can you imagine the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam? They were so lost in this in this moment, and they were so mesmerized by his beauty. Allah says, وَقَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنَّ. Rather than cutting the fruit, they started slicing their hands. Or they cut through the fruit and continued slicing. They became numb. وَقَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنَّ. And the expression Allah used, Allah did not say قَطَعْنَا. Allah says قَطَّعْنَا. Shows that they didn't slice once and realize that they cut the hands, but they kept on slicing. They're looking at Yusuf alayhi salam, and they're so lost by his beauty, they just kept on slicing and cutting their hands. وَقُلْنَا حَاشَ لِلَّهِ. And what did they say? Oh God, مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا. This is not a human being. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ. This is no more than a noble angel. قَالَتْ زُلَيْخَ. Then turned to these women, and boldly she said to them, فَذَٰلِكُنَّ الَّذِي لُمْتُنَّنِي فِيهِ. He is the one about whom you people have blamed me. You are blaming me and taunting me and speaking ill about me because of him. One look you had at him, one look, and look at what has happened to all of you. I'm living with this man in my house, and I have controlled and contained my feelings for him for such a long time. So don't you feel I am justified in doing what I wish to do? وَلَقَدْ رَاوَدْتُهُ عَنْ نَفْسِي. And she says, it is true, very boldly. She says, I did try and deceive him. I did try and seduce him. فَاسْتَعْصَمْ. But he refused. وَلَئِنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا أَمُرُهُ. She pronounces and announces in front of all of them, if he doesn't do what I instruct him to do, if he does not give in to my demands, لَيُسْجَنَنَّ وَلَيَكُونَ مِّنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. He will certainly be imprisoned. I'll make sure. She's threatening him with imprisonment, sending him to the dungeons of Egypt. She says, I'll make sure he goes to the dungeons. He's sent to the prison. وَلَيَكُونَ مِّنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. And he'll be from the disgraced ones. قال يوسف عليه السلام listens to this, and he makes a dua to Allah. He says, رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ. Oh Allah, she's threatening me with prison. Oh Allah, the prison is more dearer to me. The dungeons of Egypt are more dearer to me than what she is inviting me to. I'd rather go, oh Allah, and be sent to a dungeon and a prison rather than doing and committing what they are all asking me to do. Mufassirin explained that they all, after seeing the beauty of Yusuf, they said, Yusuf, just give in to the demands of this woman. So they all started now. You had these 40 prominent women after him and encouraging him and exhorting him to give in to the demands of Zulaikha. So he made this dua that, oh Allah, the prison is more beloved to me than what they are inviting me to. وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ. Oh Allah, if you do not turn away. Again, the importance of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection in a moment when a person feels he might slip and fall. Oh Allah, if you do not turn me away, or you do not turn their guile and their planning and their plotting, if you do not turn it away from me, أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنْ, I might just incline towards them. وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ, and I might end up being from the ignorant ones. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ. Yusuf alayhi salam preferred temporary hardship over eternal loss. And that's something we need to learn. Sometimes a person will have to go through some temporary hardship, some suffering in this world, right, to avoid falling into sin. That few moments of pleasure and temptation, he rather fall into, or rather opt for temporary hardship than falling into this temporary pleasure that might damage and destroy his akhirah. Allah says, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ. Allah accepted his dua. فَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ كَيْدَهُنْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala diverted, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned their planning and their plotting. This treachery of theirs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned it away from him. In other words, Allah saved him from the evil of these women. إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ. Certainly Allah is all-hearing, al-alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most knowledgeable. ثُمَّ بَدَى لَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now the story started spreading in all parts of the city. And now these women came to know, and obviously they are now discussing it with other people in the city of Egypt. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Aziz Qitfir, He then called a sitting with his inner circle. And they decided that, you know what, it is better for us to have him in prison, to preserve and to save the family from disgrace, and to avoid our names being dragged through the mud. Let us make it seem as if Yusuf alayhi salam is the guilty party. It is best for us to have him sent to the dungeons and the prison of Egypt. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ بَدَى لَهُمْ. It became clear to them, مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا رَأَوُ الْآيَاتِ. After they saw all these ayat, all these evidences and all these signs that were going to lead towards the disgrace of the family, what became apparent to them, and what did they decide? لَا يَسْجُنُنَّهُ. That they should certainly imprison him, حَتَّى حِينَ, up to a certain period of time. May Allah grant us the understanding.